A new report from Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost shows human trafficking task forces are driving most of the state's sex buyer arrests. From 2019 through 2025, Columbiana County reported 710 arrests, the most in Ohio. Mahoning County had 41, while Stark and Portage counties each reported 23. The report determined sex buyers typically receive minimal jail time and modest fines, with court-ordered education programs now commonly used as part of sentencing. Alliance City Council has accepted a fact-finding report in an ongoing contract dispute with the Ohio Patrolmen's Benevolent Association. The report passed Monday was previously rejected by union leaders. Both sides are expected to meet again June 17th. Council also approved donating retired fire department personal protective equipment to Stark State College Emergency Services. No action was taken on additional legislation due to the absence of council members Sheila Cherry and Philip Mastriani. A combined meeting of the Finance and Safety and Judiciary Committees is scheduled for 5:25 this afternoon at the City Administration Building to discuss engineering inspection fees and a consultant's recent EMS transport study. Canton City Council has unanimously approved an expansion of the Downtown Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area, or DORA. The expansion adds about 0.4 of an acre, bringing the total area to nearly 73 acres, and extends the district along parts of 2nd Street Northeast and nearby properties. The move is aimed at boosting downtown economic development and would allow one additional business to participate in the program. A man charged with a Jackson Township assault in 2016 was in court Monday. 38-year-old Angus Webendorfer of Canton was arrested by the Highway Patrol in February for several felonies during a traffic stop. DNA collected at the time was matched to the Jackson Township crime in April. Webendorfer is accused of entering a woman's home on Kentview Avenue Northwest in August 2016. He stabbed the victim several times, stole belongings, and fled. Some of the items were found in the street and provided the DNA. Webendorfer entered no pleas to counts of attempted murder, aggravated burglary, and felonious assault. His case was bound over to the grand jury. A major public safety project is now underway in North Canton. City officials held a groundbreaking ceremony Tuesday for a new fire and EMS center at North Main and Viking Streets. The facility will combine fire and EMS operations under one roof, improving efficiency, safety, and emergency response. The project is expected to be completed in the summer of 2027 and is being funded through a voter-approved income tax increase and a grant from the Hoover Foundation. A stretch of the Tuscarawas River in Massillon turned red this week, but city officials say there's no threat to the public. Engineers say a local business discharged a food-grade, non-toxic red dye into the wastewater system Monday night, causing red-tinted water to flow through the city's treatment plant and into the river. The Ohio EPA and Stark County Hazmat officials have investigated the incident. City officials say the dye is not harmful to people, animals, or plants, but the source could face fines. A Lorain man has been charged in the death of another man who was found hidden under a hotel room mattress. 31-year-old Joshua Bach was arraigned Tuesday in Portage County on charges including involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and abuse of a corpse. Hotel guests discovered the body after checking into the room in Brimfield Township. Authorities believe Bach was the last person known to be with the victim before a fatal drug overdose involving fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other substances. Bach is due back in court June 10th. The Portage Animal Protective League says it is at capacity after rescuing more than 40 animals from neglect cases over the past several days. The shelter took in 11 dogs and 8 cats Monday from what officials called unlivable conditions and say additional animals may still be coming. As a result, the facility closed Tuesday to focus on care for the new arrivals. The agency is urging the public to adopt available pets and donate supplies or money to help ease the overcrowding. 3 people are in critical condition after a crash in Salem Township early today. The Highway Patrol says the 2-vehicle crash occurred around 1 a.m. at State Route 45 and Tea Garden Road. WKBN-TV reports 2 victims were flown by helicopter and a 3rd was taken by ambulance to a Youngstown hospital. The wreck is under investigation. A man has been sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to 14 counts of aggravated arson. Prosecutors say 60-year-old Will Jones set fire to 3 Youngstown homes in November while 14 people were inside the buildings. He was originally indicted on 18 counts, but charges related to vehicle fires were dismissed as part of the plea deal. All victims were able to escape the residential fires. 2 more water leaks at the Mahoning County Board of Elections have raised new concerns about the condition of its current home at Oak Hill Renaissance Place. Elections Director Tom McCabe says leaks Friday and Tuesday came close to damaging hundreds of thousands of dollars in poll books and other election equipment. The Vindicator reports one leak destroyed 6 boxes of absentee ballot envelopes. Board officials have been pushing to move, warning that a major building failure could jeopardize election operations. No charges will be filed in the fatal officer-involved shooting of a man in Warren. Trumbull County Prosecutor Dennis Watkins says the decision follows an Ohio BCI investigation into the October 12th death of 41-year-old Brad Bailey of Bristolville. Authorities say the incident began with a domestic disturbance call and escalated into a police pursuit, ending when Bailey, who was holding what turned out to be a replica firearm, ran at officers and pointed it at them. Watkins says officers were reasonable in their use of deadly force, and the case will not be presented to a grand jury. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.